This article is on polarity. Seldom do we believe that we are holding on to just one end of a polarity pole, but frequently we are. And while that position may feel good and right for us, it is only one half of the whole. To become whole, you must accept that both ends of the pole are there to help you find your way to center. And frequently, it takes someone we care about who is swinging on the opposite end to pull us to center. Let me give an example so you won't think I'm talking gibberish here. Once upon a time, I had a neighbor who was totally into classical music. She listened to it constantly, talked about it to anyone who would listen, and entertained herself by attending concerts featuring the masters such as Beethoven and Mozart. I also liked those composers. So at first, I fit her definition. So therefore, I was considered a worthwhile person. However, when she found out that I also like gospel music as well as the oldie goldies of rock music, she cut me off completely. Obviously, she was on one end of the polarity pole around music, and to her, I was on the other. My choice, however, was to accept her preference as fine, and mine as fine. This allowed me to see her as the sensitive, passionate person that she was, and I could see myself as having more possibilities. I was disappointed that her polarity choice meant we could not be friends, but I was grateful to feel heart-centered when I walked past her house. Since you can only discover love when people's preferences no longer pull you away from your spiritual center, it is important to recognize when you're hanging on to one end of a polarity. Sometimes recognition will come from your upset or your judgment, and sometimes it will come from theirs. But neither can keep you from making your way to center. Reaching center does not mean that either of you must give up your preferences. Doesn't mean that we had to give up our choices of music. But it does mean you will need to recognize that both their worth and yours exist beyond those choices. That is center. As long as two people insist on the separation of polarity, love will not exist between them. Since our spiritual hearts are doorways to love, they alone provide the opportunity to see and join each other's inner worth. So step away from polarity and you will find love. Rachel, do you have any questions?
Well, I really appreciate how you're presenting us with a choice of love. Because, for instance, on our community property right now, we have a lawnmower that's missing two front tires. And it's a huge focal point for the whole Landcare team. And so some people have gotten to a space of love around it, and some people haven't. But as I listen to everyone talk, nobody's right either way, even though it seems like there would be a right and a wrong way to feel about it. But when I've been listening to everyone, I realized that every time one of us goes by the lawnmower, it's an opportunity to layer love or not. Or maybe, you know, another opportunity to try to claim the love. And you've also taught me that with people. If I can really get to center point around a person and I see them, it reminds me of the love I have in me, and I can send them that love too. And that's been extremely supportive in growing my piece of love, of loving myself, and bring that to community.
So you don't really have a question. Thank you for those comments. Those were very good.
Yeah.
It's good if you feel clear enough that center point is simply saying, what is the subject, the energetic subject, beyond the mental picture? And that's what I hear you saying.
Yes.
Thank you.